is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese & Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese & Meyring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese & Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from here at Vandalia Butler High School. We're coming up in just a few minutes. The New Bremen Cardinals take on Newark Catholic in a Division IV state semifinal volleyball match. New Bremen 24-3, coached by Diana Kramer. Newark Catholic 20-5, coached by Kaylee Hughes. We'll hear from the head coaches coming up in a short while during our pre-match segment. I'm Jack, along with Chuck. We have a great perspective of this match. We are in the first row of the bleachers, about, what, Chuck, 20 feet off the court?
Yep, real close. A lot better venue than Northmont. Northmont's got a beautiful arena, but where they put you, you're looking through bars. Here we can actually see the court.
And, Chuck, as you were talking, the New Bremen Cardinals raced onto the floor. We're keeping an eye on Josie Reinhardt, who seemed to injure her knee at practice when I was there this week. It's not braced. It might be wrapped a little bit. She was hobbling slightly. She will give it a go. Hopefully she is at near 100% for this big state semifinal match.
Well, with a meniscus tear, and I've had my share, there's no instability in your knee. It just hurts.
Right.
So, I mean, she's gonna be able to go through the pain and being a senior in a state semifinal, I'll be shocked if she doesn't.
The success and tradition in volleyball established by these two programs are absolutely terrific. Newark Catholic's 21st trip to the state Final Four here today, the Green Wave have earned eight state titles. The New Bremen program red hot in volleyball the last five campaigns, a regional finalist in 2016, lost to Jackson Center, which went 30-0 that year and won the state. A state title in 2017 for New Bremen. State runners-up in 2018. Last year, a state championship victory over Fort Loramie. And back here in the finals in 2020, as New Bremen shoots for state championship number 3 in 4 years. That's one heck of a run, as New Bremen has cycled in a number of different players. Yes, they compete as early as their freshman and sophomore years. But Chuck, New Bremen has made a mark in the state in the sport of volleyball.
Well, it just builds on itself. I mean, first of all, you got a great coach. And then these girls that are sitting up there today watching, and they're in junior high, and this is all they want to do. So they make the effort. I mean, you get better in the off season, and that's why these programs just build and build and build.
Talk about getting better. How about New Bremen football? All the way to the state championship in D7. Winners last night over Lima Central Catholic by a score of 28-26. New Bremen has beaten St. Henry, Fort Loramie, Marion Local, and Lima Central Catholic, a series of heavyweights, and the Cardinals under head coach Schmidt have done an outstanding job.
Well, and this is a program that a few years ago they were talking about doing away with football at New Bremen.
Yep.
So I'm glad that they stayed the course, you know, and they got a good system up there now. And as much as, I mean, I enjoy, the MAC is so much fun to watch, and you can't root against Marion Local because of their tradition, but it's pretty neat to see somebody up there besides Marion from the MAC that's got a shot to win this thing next week.
Newark Catholic was in the state semifinals in D7 football last night. Like New Bremen, Newark Catholic was beaten by Warren John F. Kennedy 20-13. Thus, Warren John F. Kennedy gets New Bremen in the state finals in Division 7 football next week. The winner here today between New Bremen and Newark Catholic in this D4 volleyball state semi comes back tomorrow at 4 to take on the Tiffin Calvert Dalton winner. That match follows this one at 1 o'clock. So the winner of this match between New Bremen and Newark Catholic returns for the state title contest at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Should New Bremen win in this match at 10 o'clock, we'll return right here at Vandalia Butler to bring you the state championship match at 3:30. That's our webcast time, 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. The New Bremen Cardinals, by the way, won their first 14 matches this year before losing at Fort Loramie. Then New Bremen lost its last two matches of the regular season in the very difficult Midwest Athletic Conference. The Cardinals were ranked number one in the state in five of the six polls. In the sixth and final poll, they finished at number three, wound up tied for third in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Well, that tells you something, doesn't it? I mean, not only a football power, but definitely a volleyball power. We talked about this last week.
Right.
The teams from that area in Division Four win the state more often than not.
A common regular season opponent for these two programs, New Bremen and Newark Catholic, is Marion Local. Newark Catholic has played Marion Local from the MAC the last two seasons and dropped both matches 3-0-3-0. Meanwhile, this year, New Bremen beat Marion Local 3-2 in a hard-fought five-setter. So that is a regular season common opponent. Newark Catholic was unranked all year long, largely because the Green Wave dropped their first two matches of the season. The Green Wave have now won seven in a row. They compete in a very good league, the Licking County League, that's got a mix of Division 2s, 3s, and 4s in it. Newark Catholic beat Gloucester Trimble and South Webster in the regionals, four sets, both matches. New Bremen beat Tri-Village and Rushi in the regional, both matches, four sets. Slight schedule advantage to New Bremen, Chuck, no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, Newark Catholic was 3-3 at one point, and then they're 17-2 since that spot, so they've gotten on a good run, but you're right. New Bremen plays a tougher schedule, and I think that, you know, we'll see if that is an advantage for them today. You'd like to say that they've got the advantage in experience, but Newark Catholic's been here too, and everybody back, so, you know, I'm not sure who's got the, who's going to have the least amount of jitters, which I think Rushi ran into last week.
Yeah, Newark Catholic has returned everybody on the roster this year but one, a middle hitter, graduated a year ago. So Newark Catholic is experienced. Both squads senior laden. Each team possesses length and height on the front line. The Green Wave are led by middle and outside hitters Bryn Petticord, a 5'8 senior, Maddie Cobble, a 5'10 sophomore, Harley Entrett, a 6-foot senior, and Emma Franks, a 5'11 senior. Nikki Langenbrenner, a 5'10 senior, is the top assist maker. Of course, for New Bremen, very strong attackers include Josie Reinhardt, a 6-foot senior, Claire Pape, a 5'11 senior, Kaylee Friend, a 5'8 junior, and Ellie Retterman, a 5'10 senior. Diana Heitkamp, a 5'7 senior, leads in digs and aces. The top blocker, 5'11 freshman, Olivia Heitkamp. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute a new one, SecureCom in Minster, established in 1988. SecureCom provides quality, life safety, facilities protection,
and communication system solutions throughout Ohio and the Midwest. SecureCom in Minster. On the web at securecom.com. That's S-E-C-U-R-C-O-M, no E at the end of secure, S-E-C-U-R-com.com. SecureCom in Minster, the pros in protection. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Well, Chuck, as I noted, New Bremen topped Fort Loramie, or I should say topped Tri-Village and Rushi in the regionals. New Bremen head coach Diana Kramer said her club stepped it up in that regional final match after the Raiders evened that match at one set apiece.
I mean, we knew coming into that game that it was going to be a challenge. Rushi has been playing with a lot of confidence all year, and they got a lot of young talent, mix that in with their senior leaders, and we knew it was going to be a dogfight. Coach Watkins does a great job over there. But we kind of finally fell into our groove after that second set, and we continued to be the aggressor, and I think that was the most important thing, or that was the difference maker. We were aggressive from the service line. We were aggressive attacking, and we passed really well, which allowed us to get our middles involved. And when we're firing on all cylinders, we're really, really difficult to beat.
Yeah, I was going to say, your serving was excellent. Your blocking at the net was outstanding. That turned the match around.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I mean, everybody talks about how defense wins championships, and they think that starts with the libero or, you know, the people in the back row. And actually, defense starts at the net. You know, defense starts with the blocking, with the blockers either blocking the ball or taking away part of the court and, you know, forcing the other team to hit the ball to our defenders. So I do think that our defense stepped up, and it started with our blocking. And, you know, we kind of rattled their hitters, and we made them hit some shots, made them hit some balls out of bounds. And it's like you can see right now in practice, we're working on blocking because we take a lot of pride in our ability to block and, you know, find a way to play defense above the net and not just below the net.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about volleyball myself, except for the fact it seems to me if you block really well, that can separate you from being a little above average to well above average.
Right, I would agree. I think the two things that separate good teams from great teams are their ability to serve consistently and aggressively, and their ability to block and, you know, alter the shots of the opposing team. And those two skills are two skills that sometimes coaches don't like to focus on, but those two skills absolutely, you know, separate the good from the great.
Yep, there you go. You've talked about this before, the unselfishness of your team, its ability to communicate so well. It's so cohesive. You know, I look at statistics for your club, and there are three or four at the very top in almost every category. Right. Attacking, serving, blocking, digs, assist making. Everybody is extremely versatile.
Right. I mean, everybody does their job to the best of their ability. Out of the nine girls that play, seven have changed positions, you know, not only in the past, but actually this year. They can play multiple positions in the front row. They play multiple positions in the back row. My best attacker's been running a 5-1 all year. And she's, you know, she's going to play Division One volleyball as a middle hitter, and she's running a 5-1 for us. And I think the key to all of that, and the key to the fact that everybody can buy into that, is the fact that they love each other. I see you're wearing a Hoosier hat right now. And Coach Allen, you know, his motto is Leo, love each other. And that's what we do. And I think that he is a fabulous person. I would love to meet him someday and, you know, sit down and hash out the X's and O's of coaching. But however, that's the most important thing. These girls love each other, and they're willing to do whatever they need to do to make their teammates better. They know it's not about them. No individual can win a state championship. No individual can win a match or a point. So they bought into that, and for that, I'm incredibly proud of them.
Newark Catholic plays a 5-1. They began the year playing a 6-2. What's the difference between those two, and how do you counter those?
Right. So in a 6-2, there are always three attackers in the front row. The setter setting the ball from the back row.
Okay.
In a 5-1, there is only one setter. So for three rotations, the setter's in the front row. And she can be an attacker when she's in the front row. We run a 5-1, and, you know, if you watch us play, Claire Pape is very aggressive at the net and likes to dump the ball. There's pros and cons to each one. It depends, you know, what kind of system works best for your team. But I do think that, you know, both teams have really good setters and setters that are physical enough at the net that they can attack the ball. And when you have a setter like that, I think a 5-1 plays in your advantage, definitely.
Yeah, you've seen some of Newark Catholic. You've watched them on videotape.
Yep.
What do you like about the Green Wave?
I mean, I think that they're just, you know, they have the tradition there that we're going to make it to state and we're going to win a state championship. I believe this is their 21st time making it to the state finals.
Yes.
They're going for their 9th state championship. So they have tradition there. And, you know, girls have been watching volleyball there for a really long time, and they want to add to that history. I think that they're incredibly athletic. I think that they have been in this position just like we were last year. You know, they played in the state tournament last year. And they're hungry to put a W on that board just like we are. But I think that it'll be a great match between two physical teams. And, you know, I like our chances, though, if we come out ready to play.
Hey, you've answered this question probably in so many words before, but by my count, you've lost just 14 matches in the last 5 years, going all the way back through 2016 when you were beaten in the regional championship at Jackson Center. That year, every year since, just a handful of setbacks, 14, I think,
right,
in total. What do you attribute that to? Because you've cycled through a number of players over that period of time. It's not the same 10 who are getting
right.
the job done year
right.
after year.
Absolutely. I think it's the community. It's the girls that obviously I'm coaching, but their parents have bought into. They work incredibly hard in the off season, and that's the thing. Everybody watches us play, you know, the games during the year. They don't see the other 364 days a year that we're in the gym working hard, that they're making a difference with the younger girls. You know, these seniors, when they were freshmen, the freshmen in the gym were currently sixth graders. So, you know, they have been influencing the girls in this gym for a long time to come. And that dates all the way back to 5 years ago when, 5 years ago, now the 22-year-olds and 23-year-olds in the world were seniors, and they were influencing the seniors who were seventh graders. So it's just a big family. And, you know, it's just really, really awesome to see the process and trusting the process and knowing that the process works. And girls just want to play volleyball. They want to get better, and they know the expectation is high here, and I think that they have welcomed that challenge.
The one final question, as this match unfolds today at the start, what are you looking for? What do you hope to see? What will give you promise for the next hour and a half or 2 hours?
I think it's our ability to respond instead of react. So a lot of times, you know, volleyball is a game of mistakes, and people make a lot of mistakes, and a lot of times those mistakes in the game of volleyball lead to a shift in momentum. So our ability to respond to a mistake instead of react to it is really, really important. And if we can do that and we can start out strong and stay aggressive and play our game, like I said, I think that we can beat anybody in the state.
Words of Diana Kramer, head volleyball coach at New Bremen, a St. Henry alum. She also earned a state championship coaching at St. Henry back in 2011, and she has helped lead New Bremen to two state titles in volleyball in the last 3 years. Kaylee Hughes is the head coach at Newark Catholic. She's a Green Wave alum, former Newark Catholic and Allegheny College player. She has coached at Newark Catholic since 2017. The last two seasons as head coach, she succeeded Mary Harrington, for whom she has assisted.
You've been a member of the coaching staff here at Newark Catholic 4 years, 2 years varsity assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, head coach, your team advanced all the way to the state Final Four a year ago, and here you are back again.
Yep, it's definitely a testament to the tradition that we have at the school. It's nice when you have the support of the community. We've got a great principal, great athletic director, Mary Harrington, I always looked up to, so it was fun having the opportunity to learn to coach from her and develop my style, and then honestly, you can't ask for a better group of kids and parents. It makes it a lot of fun.
and the tradition is unbelievably strong. In excess of 20 state Final Four appearances by Newark Catholic Volleyball.
Yep, this year will be the 21st. We're ready. We're excited.
Who's ready? Talk about the personnel that we'll be highlighting during the match here today.
All right, I would start off with our seniors. So Bryn Petticord is our captain. She's our outside hitter, and she also plays defense. She's number one in stats when it comes to hitting, and she's number two only to our libero when it comes to passing. Libero is Brooklyn Smith. She's a junior. You'll see her. She's lights out. She's a redhead. Can't miss her. And then Nikki Langenbrenner is another senior that we have. She's our senior setter. She has been setting for us since her sophomore year. So she wasn't actually a setter when she started off. I think she played mostly middle. But we got into a bind, and I saw her hands when I was coaching under Mary Harrington. I'm like, I think that's our girl. And she's been our girl ever since. Then our two middle hitters are also both seniors. So we have Harley Antrett and Emma Franks. They both kind of round out the group. And then we have two sophomores in the mix. One is a right side, Ava Gummer, and then we have Maddie Cobble playing on right side, or playing on outside.
Now, you've run a couple different schemes, most recently a 5-1. Mm-hmm. You've also operated a 6-2.
Correct. So we have another senior, Camille Fuller. She's got great hands. She's a little bit shorter, though, so we've been running a 6-2 for most of the season. We just ended up switching our offense and running a little quicker offense, and God love her, like, she'll do whatever is best for the team. However, the last game, she did go in and she played defense for us because she's got a beautiful, beautiful serve. Real aggressive, nice jump float. And then it's nice having her because she already knows how to play that right back position because she has been a setter in the past.
So what would you say is the strength of Newark Catholic volleyball this year?
I would say their chemistry and their selflessness. Like, it is rare, I feel like, now when you see teams where kids will truly do whatever is best for the team. So ideally, like, they're all gamers and they would prefer to be in there and be the person making the plays. I like that hunger. I like that aggression. But at the end of the day, if someone is having a bad day, if someone gets subbed in, they're supporting that player as much as they do themselves. So that definitely, as a coach, is a very proud moment.
Newark Catholic is here as a result of outstanding play in the regional. Talk about those two matches, including the region championship match against South Webster.
Yeah, South Webster has a really nice team, and they had a really, really tall front row. It was nice kind of seeing some taller teams. We've got a good league here with the LCL, but typically you don't see very many big kids until tournaments, which is why on our extra games we always try to play up and play the bigger schools. I mean, they've got a great coach, good history, scrappy back row. Like, a lot of it, especially when you're at this point in the tournament, it just comes down to how you prepare and who wants it more and who's willing to fight harder to get it. Because everybody's talented. They wouldn't be this far if they weren't.
Kaylee Hughes, our guest, head volleyball coach at Newark Catholic, before today's state semifinal match between Newark Catholic and New Bremen. Talk about opponents you played during the regular season. One I noticed was Marion Local, which traveled here to Newark from the Midwest Athletic Conference to compete with you on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Marion Local's great. We started playing them last year, so we first traveled to them, and then they traveled to us. So that's what I was talking about, kind of rounding out our schedule. Like, if your goal is to play state, you really need to play state caliber teams, and you don't want the first time that you see that to be in the finals. So the front of our schedule is pretty heavy. Unfortunately, at that time, we weren't quite prepared, and most of those teams that we played, we dropped in three sets. But we've grown a lot and changed a lot and worked through a lot of that. So it's been a good building year.
Sure. What do you know about New Bremen, which played Marion Local, of course, during the regular season? They compete in the same conference.
Yeah, we actually we watched them play at state last year. They've, again, really great program, very similar to Newark Catholic. They've got a great coach. They've got a ton of athletic kids. They've got good height. They've got good tradition. Like, I think it's going to be a great matchup. I'm really excited to play.
If you had to put your thumb on what might be the deciding factor, I know it's a tough question. You're not able to predict, but if you had a feeling, what area of the game does Newark Catholic need to excel in order to win?
I guess I'm always, as much as I love offense, I'm more defense heavy. Like, we really need to block their outside. Their outside hitter is fantastic. Like, she is just a stud and fun to watch, and she's got a fantastic setter with great hands feeding her the ball. So got to shut her down, and then we have to play scrappy defense and dig them up, because nothing's more frustrating as a hitter is when your ball doesn't hit the floor.
I travel plans. It's a 10 a.m. start. We'll begin here very shortly. This is the pregame interview that we recorded earlier in the week. But how do you get ready for an early Saturday state Final Four match?
So we actually have a tradition here at Newark Catholic. Anytime a team goes to state, we do, well, before regular season games, we always do chapel. Before, if once you make it to state, you do chapel, but then the whole school lines the hall. So we'll do something similar, but it'll probably be outside just because of COVID and regulations. But we do what's called the Walk of Champs. So you walk through all the teachers and all the school, and they kind of lead the hallway on the way to your state championship. So we'll have that in the afternoon.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a shakeout practice after that, followed by a team dinner. And then we'll caravan to the Dayton area. We've got a hotel that we'll be staying in. That way we can get an early start in the morning.
Well, good luck against the New Bremen Cardinals.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're excited.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Vandalia Butler, the venue for the volleyball state championships here in 2020. Protocols being followed, interestingly. We see the bench areas, Chuck, all spaced out like it's a game of musical chairs. Three rows of seats for the young ladies on the bench, and they're all staggered, separated by several feet. We've got a light crowd from Newark Catholic. I'm sure the Green Wave sold virtually all tickets available. So we see green and white in the upper deck across the way, and Cardinal red and gold in the upper deck up behind us.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, you can't say it's a good crowd because it's not allowed to be a good crowd, but if this was a normal year, this place would be packed.
It would be overflowing, filled to the rafters.
Well, actually, we'd be at Wright State, so.
right. Well, we've got the start of the match coming up here in just a few minutes. I'd like to remind you that many, many underwriting sponsors make this webcast of state championship volleyball possible, including Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. In Rushi, thanks so much to the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And as we noted, a new underwriting sponsor, SecureCom, SecureCom.com, SecureCom.com in Minster. The New Bremen Cardinals start out to our right. They wear that cardinal red, gold sleeves, gold numerals, black shorts. To the left, it is Newark Catholic, green jerseys, gold numbers, black shorts. A lot of gold. Cardinal red and gold, green and gold. The Cardinals in the Green Wave were set to go. And serving first from right to left, the New Bremen Cardinals. We'll keep our eye on Josie Reinhart, the fine up front player for New Bremen. Right away, Chuck, I've misspoken. The ball was held by the official at the New Bremen end. Nope, it's Newark Catholic serving, and we are underway. As you use your imagination on your phone or computer screen, Newark Catholic going from left to right. Serve received by New Bremen. A little dump shot at the net. It's a beauty. Newark Catholic went diving on the floor and could not capture it.
Ellie Retkerman, and she just, all she did was change the direction of the ball, and that's her first point.
Yep, that's a good call, Chuck. That's all she did was just tip it sideways a little bit. Serve received Newer Catholic. Three hits by New Bremen. And it's Kelly Friend, a front liner with a blast. 2-0 New Bremen. Point, Kaylee Friend.
She played the best of anybody, I thought, against Rushi last week.
Yep, I'd agree. Here's a service error by the Cardinals. 2-1. New Bremen leads by a point. You know, serving is one of those things, Chuck. It depends on how much emphasis the coach puts on it. You take chances. You take chances thinking it will pay off in the long run. You do make some errors
yep.
while taking those chances.
Well, I mean, that's one of the big differences of the game when I watched it back in the day. The serving has just become incredible.
Yep, sure has. Well, we got a service error by New Bremen. They return the favor, and then a lift by New Bremen, or I should say by Newer Catholic, after the New Bremen serve. Newer Catholic with a missed serve. Then a lift by Newer Catholic, and New Bremen shoots to a 4-1 lead. New Bremen Cardinals serving from right to left. The honors to Claire Pape. Here's Newer Catholic with a kill attempt. Good block back by New Bremen. Oh, here's a little blooper up front by Ellie Tangeman of New Bremen. Gotten back by Newer Catholic, but the shot is long.
Well, we just saw Petticord come up. She got on the floor and got her hand flat and kept that thing alive, but then they hit it over the end line.
Serving for New Bremen is Claire Pape. She's on a roll here. 4-point lead to Cardinals, and Newark Catholic continues to display errors. There's another carry, and it's 6-1 New Bremen.
You talk about nerves, and you're going to have them in a state semifinal. Newark seems to have them worse than New Bremen does.
Yep, indeed. 5-point lead, Cardinals. Oh, here's a good dig off the floor by Heitkamp of New Bremen. Then an angle kill attempt by Josie Reinhardt of New Bremen. Gotten back nicely by a frontline player for Newark Catholic, Maddie Cobble. And then New Bremen slams it long. It's heavy off the end of the floor. 6-2. New Bremen in the lead. Winding up to serve is Emma Franks for Newark Catholic. Serve received by New Bremen. Here's a kill attempt on the play by the Cardinals. Olivia Heitkamp gotten back by Newark Catholic. Good save going off the floor. And then New Bremen clubs one mighty long. That one didn't have a chance.
Yeah, they're not passing to get the ball up to their front line. Their last two shots have been from the back line and deep.
6-3, two straight points by Newark Catholic. Serve received New Bremen. Here's Reinhardt with a pound at the net. Blocked back by Newark Catholic. This rally's still alive. New Bremen knocks one to the edge of the floor. Newark Catholic plunges for it, hits the deck. Great effort by Nikki Langenbrenner, but she cannot make the recovery. 7-3. Yeah.
She ended up in the seats, but she couldn't get it back out there.
7-3 Cardinals. Serve received by Brooklyn Smith of Newark Catholic. 1-2-3 hits by New Bremen, the last by Reinhardt. Here's a kill attempt up front by Newark Catholic's Cobble, gotten back by New Bremen. Good rally underway here. New Bremen 7, Newark Catholic 3. Here's a shot down the left side by Newark Catholic's Petticord, and it is good on the stripe. Yes, a point for the Green Wave, 7-4. New Bremen leads opening set Division 4 state semifinal. Serving for Newark Catholic, Harley Antrick, 6-foot senior. Serve received, New Bremen. Little touch shot over the net, my friend. Gotten back by Newark Catholic. Oh, what a hit by Kelly Keck, a 5'9 junior. That ball deflected off the arm of a Cardinal. A little run for the Green Wave at 7-5.
Well, I think they've settled their nerves, and luckily they could do it without using one of their two timeouts.
Right. Here's Antrick serving again. Heitkamp serve receive for New Bremen. Here's a set up front to Reinhardt. Blocked back on the play by Newark Catholic. 1-2-3 hits by New Bremen. Here's a shot from the near side by the Cardinals, L.A. Tangeman. But guess what? Newark Catholic blocks it right back in the face of the Cardinals. It's Cobble on the point.
Yeah, Langenbrenner is up there, boy, and she's like a wall so far.
7-6 the score. New Bremen had led 6-2. Now New Bremen leads by just one. Here is a lift on the Newark Catholic side. 1, 2, 3 hits. I think the second hit was a carry. 8-6. New Bremen up 2.
They got away with one on their last point, and quite honestly, I don't see them very well, so it must have been a bad one.
New Bremen serving, and that's quite low. Halfway up the net. Error. Cardinals. 8-7. New Bremen up 1. Diana Heitkamp, Josie Reinhart, Kaylee Friend, Ellie Tangeman, Chloe Bornhorst, Claire Pape, Ellie Rechterman, Olivia Heitkamp, seeing most of the duty for New Bremen. Ava Gummer, Bryn Petticord, Brooklyn Smith, Maddie Cobble, Harley Antrid, a six-footer, Emma Franks at 5'11", Nikki Langenbrenner at 5'10", doing most of the duty on the floor for Newark Catholic, which trails New Bremen 8-7. Here's a kill attempt near side. New Bremen, yes! Point, Ellie Retterman. Boy, she punished the ball, almost knocked the air out of it, and it banged off the arm of a defender, and it's 9-7 New Bremen. Chloe Bornhorst does the serving honors. New Bremen up 2. Newark Catholic dives back line. Oh, they salvage the possession and eventually get it up and over. Here's a kill attempt near side by New Bremen. 3-4 hits by Newark Catholic. Oh, what a job. It was Tangeman for New Bremen who generates the point 10-7.
Cobble made the effort. She was laying on the ground and tried to get it back up over, but she couldn't get it high enough.
Here's Newark Catholic serve receive. Kill attempt near side. It is by Cobble. Boy, she exploded one, but New Bremen ran it down. 1, 2, 3 hits on the Newark Catholic side. 3 hits on the New Bremen side. The last one is a point. I think it's Tangeman. Tangeman with a fine first set. And it's 11-7 New Bremen.
The official on our side is a large man. He's taken up about half my sight of vision.
Good serve by New Bremen. It skidded over the top of the net. Newark Catholic cannot track it down. 12-7 New Bremen up 5. 5-point advantage, New Bremen. That's the Cardinals' biggest of this first set. Nearly a carry by Newark Catholic on the serve receive. Then 1, 2, 3 hits by New Bremen. Here's Tangeman near side. She goes cross court. Petticord with a dig. Here's a set up front for Cobble, and it falls over the net. Good. Greenway. 12-8. Franks and Cobble two-teamed that one. They put a double whammy on it. New Bremen couldn't get it back. 4-point lead, New Bremen. And then a kill attempt, Cardinals. It's good.
That's Retkerman again. She's had a good start.
Yep, Retkerman and Tangeman. Fine performances here at the beginning for New Bremen, facing the Cardinals to a 13-8 bulge. Newark Catholic serve receive. Here's Petticord. It's a poor pass. Nobody went for it. It hits the floor. Miscue on the Newark Catholic side. New Bremen up 6. Serving Tangeman for New Bremen. 14-8 lead. She goes to the back line to Cobble. Cobble tries to dig it to the front. It's misplayed. 15-8 New Bremen. Newark Catholic with a string of errors again, Chuck.
Yeah, they're still playing like they're a little tentative.
Yep, Newark Catholic not very efficient. Biggest advantage of the morning for New Bremen, 7 at 15-8. Here's a good shot. Well done by Newark Catholic's Bryn Petticord. Sharp angle cross court from one antenna to the other. And it glanced off the fingertips of a Cardinal player. 15-9 in favor of New Bremen. Serving is Petticord for Newark Catholic. Serve received New Bremen. Here's the ball clubbed back up and over on the play by Langenbrenner.
Who?
Of Newark Catholic. But then a kill by New Bremen.
Woo! That was Reinhart, and she looked okay on that one.
Josie with some strong power. Boy, she cranked it up. She injured her knee midweek at practice, and she's got a special brace on it. It doesn't look like a bulky one, but she looks limbered up, Chuck. and is moving around pretty well. Another point, New Bremen, 17-9. Cardinals up 8, opening set. Heitkamp serving. Newark Catholic goes off the back of the floor to track it down. And then the pass up front to a middle hitter, Langenbrunner. And then she smacks it into the net cord. Timeout, Newark Catholic. They are reeling. 9-point edge, New Bremen, 18-9. Set number one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks so much to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on Scores, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Excuse me.
Diana Heitkamp, boy, that serve was perfect.
And again, a mishandle by New Bremen. The serve by Heitkamp made it tough on the Newark Catholic Green Wave, who do get a spike at the net. Ava Gummer, the 6-foot senior, or I should say the 6-foot sophomore, drilled one through to make it 19-10. That 19-9 lead by New Bremen a point ago had been the biggest of this first set. Here's Kelly Friend, a little dunk shot at the net. Oh, she found an open area in that zone of New Bremen. Nobody home. A green shirt could not reach the ball. What a shot by Friend. Heads up play. Kaylee Friend with a beaut. Boy, she outfoxed Newark Catholic's defense there. 20-10. Serving New Bremen. Serve received by Newark Catholic. Kill attempt far side by Brooklyn Smith. Gotten back by New Bremen. Little dump shot at the net by Langenbrenner of Newark Catholic. Again, New Bremen recovers. And then a block back is good for a point by Newark Catholic. Well done by Maddie Cobble. 20-11. Cobble and Antrett, the 6-footer, were right there to pin that one to the floor. New Bremen couldn't get it. 20-11 in favor of New Bremen. Here's Newark Catholic. 1, 2, 3 hits at the bottom of the net. Poor passing for the green wave there. And it's a 10-point cushion again for New Bremen. 21-11. Serving, Josie Reinhardt looked good on that serve. Boy, if she's got an ouchie meniscus, you really can't tell it very much.
Yeah. She'll be sore tonight, but she won't care. Put a little ice on it.
A set near side for Tangeman of New Bremen. She gets it across, but beautifully done on the return by Harley Antrett and Maddie Cobble of Newark Catholic. They produced the point to make it 21-12. 9-point lead, New Bremen. Serve receive, Cardinals. Here's a set for Friend in the middle. Kill attempt, gotten back to Newark Catholic. And here's a shot jammed down the left side. Yes, Bryn Petticord knocks it in right on the line for Newark Catholic. And Newark Catholic has cut the New Bremen lead to 21-13. Here's New Bremen set, far side, winding up and swinging hard is Tangeman into the net. No. 21-14. Newark Catholic trails by 7. Striding forward to serve are the Green Wave. 1, 2, 3 hits New Bremen, the last of which is tried up front by Reinhardt, and it's tipped over by Newark Catholic. New Bremen may need a timeout. A streak for the Green Wave. New Bremen still leads 21-15. Set 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And thank you so much. You're on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, and Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. 21-15, New Bremen by 6 over Newark Catholic. And Newark Catholic, after the New Bremen timeout, sends a serve down the right side of the floor. It's off the mark. It missed the strike by a good foot or so. And New Bremen gets a gift. And New Bremen is now within 3 points of taking set number one. Good serve by New Bremen. Well done by Josie Reinhardt. And Newark Catholic is in the net up front on the front line. Violation, that was obvious. 8-point lead, New Bremen, 23-15. First set jitters have been affecting Newark Catholic much more than New Bremen. Little tip shot at the net. Nicely done by Petticord of Newark Catholic. The 5'8 senior.
You can see her senior leadership. She is really trying to rally the girls to relax.
Yep, with a little flip. She knocked that one in, found the open space just beyond the net. Newark Catholic's point to Petticord. She serves, 23-16 New Bremen. Here's a kill down the near side. Oh, it's a beauty.
Retkerman again.
Woo! Ellie Retkerman explodes. Boy, a lot of zip on that shot. Retkerman and Tangeman have been stellar for New Bremen. Heitkamp has been everywhere as well. 24-16, set point, Cardinals. Newark Catholic sets near side. Cross-court shot by Harley Antrett. The six-footer is in. Antrett notches it for the Green Wave. 24-17 in favor of New Bremen. Again, set point, Cardinals. Serve, receive, Heitkamp. Middle of the floor. It's nudged up and over by Bornhorst.
Wow.
And then Newark Catholic gets a spike. It's a beauty.
She's good.
Yep.
As you can see that right all just out there all over the floor.
Bryn Petticord, a spike for Newark Catholic, 24-18. New Bremen's lead is 6. Serve, receive, New Bremen. Oh, here's a back set on the play. Kill attempt by Tangeman, gotten back by Newark Catholic. Newark Catholic's Franks knocks one down the left side. 3 hits on the New Bremen side, the last of which is by Heitkamp. Here's a kill down the left side by Newark Catholic. Got it. Petticord again. No, it's out.
Oh, it was out.
It's out.
Yeah.
And New Bremen takes set number one. The shot was off the mark. It missed. New Bremen by 7 over Newark Catholic in the first set, 25-18. D4 Volleyball State Semifinal at Vandalia Butler on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. New Bremen wins set 1, 25-18. Biggest lead for the Cardinals was 10 at 21-11. Wow, Chuck, what balance and versatility as the Cardinals spread out the spikes among six different young ladies.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like 3-2-2, 2-1. So it's not like it's just some each one had one. They've got such a good front line. What we haven't seen them do yet is have a lot of blocks at the net. I think that might come on this set.
Josie Reinhardt with seven attack attempts at the net. Her knee appears to be in pretty good shape.
Yep.
She does have a wrap on it. It's not a bulky brace, it doesn't appear to be, but she has performed admirably. Also an outstanding first set for New Bremen by Olivia Heitkamp with seven attacks at the net.
That was a kill by Petticord. She now has six.
Yep, Petticord for Newark Catholic had five spikes in that opening set. She just recorded one to begin set two. And then we've got an error by Newark Catholic on the second point of set number two in the net. The green wave, and it's tied at 1-1. Set two, New Bremen took the first set, 25-18. Heitkamp serving for New Bremen. Here's Newark Catholic serve receive. Near side of the floor, it's Brooklyn Smith. Then Newark Catholic goes cross court. What a shot by the, or I should say New Bremen goes cross court. Five hits on the Newark Catholic side. And the last two or three were a foot from the floor. Boy, New Bremen has got Newark Catholic rattled.
That was Kaylee Friend.
Oh, what a serve by New Bremen. It hit the net cord, flopped over. Great recovery, though, up front by Newark Catholic. Emma Franks powered in the point. Tied at two. One set to none lead, New Bremen. Very important stretch of play for Newark Catholic, which was a bit sloppy in the opening set. And here is a backline attempt by Newark Catholic's Kelly Keck. It's off her fist. 3-2, New Bremen. Well, Chuck, I would think Newark Catholic has got to win this set to have any chance.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Here is New Bremen serving. It's Claire Pape to the back line. Here's a cross-court hit by Newark Catholic. It's tried by Cobble, and it looks like it is well off the court. Yes, not close. 4-2 Cardinals. Far too many errors generated here by Newark Catholic. Serve receive by Cobble. Front line to Petticord. Blocked back by New Bremen. Three hits Newark Catholic. Here's a little drop shot, middle of the floor by Franks. New Bremen gets it back. It's Reinhardt near side. It's blocked right back to Josie. Blocked again by Newark Catholic for the point.
That was Langenbrenner. Boy, she knocked back one that had a real nice shot to it.
Nikki Langenbrenner, outstanding player, 5'10 senior for Newark Catholic. 4-3 our score. Here is a fine serve on the play by Newark Catholic. Well done by Franks. It was fisted by New Bremen off the floor. We're tied at four. Newark Catholic serving, serve receive, New Bremen. Little touch shot by Claire Pape. gotten back with Newark Catholic, but not before a carry. 5-4, New Bremen. Josie Reinhart serving. Let's see her stride into that serve. There she goes. A little heavy, though. It's long. 5-5. Both teams like that oscillating, floating serve that kind of wobbles, looks like a knuckleball. Both teams very skilled at putting a lot of topspin on serves. Three hits, Newark Catholic. Three hits, New Bremen, the last of which is in the net cord. And Newark Catholic has got a 6-5 lead.
That is their first lead.
Exactly, Chuck. I was about to note that. 1-point edge, Newark Catholic, and immediately Kelly Friend, or I should say Kaylee Friend, ties it up with a mean spike at the net. Good shot by Kaylee, and we're even up at 6. 1-0 lead, New Bremen. Critical juncture here for Newark Catholic. Oh, there's that topspin serve by New Bremen. Newark Catholic goes to the floor to get it. And as a result, the timing is off for Newark Catholic. And the third hit is much too strong. 7-6 New Bremen. The run-up in the serve by Heitkamp of the Cardinals. Here's a cross-court shot by Pettiford. Got it for Newark Catholic.
That's Amelia Dammeyer.
Oh, it was wide.
5'8 freshman back there serving.
It missed the line, Chuck.
It was out.
I called it good by error. My miscue. I make some errors, too. We both do. 8-6, New Bremen, but 2. Good block at the net by Tangeman of New Bremen. Then eventually a misplay by Newark Catholic, and it's a point for New Bremen.
I don't see that.
Oh, the officials look at each other. What's been decided? Point Newark Catholic, maybe.
They need to go to the monitor. They missed that one.
Who's going
to
serve?
Oh, it's Newark. They got the point, but that was incorrect. Newark hit the ball. It rolled along the top and fell out of bounds. It was not touched by New Bremen at all.
Here's Langenbrenner on the serve for Newark Catholic, and she errs. It's 9-7, New Bremen. Newark Catholic cannot afford mistakes from here on out in this set. New Bremen's up 1-0, leading 9-7 in set 2.
Wow.
Here's a mean-looking serve by Claire Pape of New Bremen, and Newark Catholic simply cannot collect it. 10-7.
It's Chloe Bornhorst on the serve.
Bornhorst doing the serving, not Pape.
And I'm telling you what, that looked like it just dove over the net.
Oh, yeah, it looked like a Major League Baseball sinker. It looked like a Major League pitcher's two-seam fastball. Here's Newark Catholic setting it up front for Brooklyn Smith, but she's in the net. Yep. No good. 11-7, New Bremen up 4. Cardinals won the first set easily. Here is a serve receive, a dig attempt by New Bremen, and that shot is sprayed wide by Maddie Cobble. Newark Catholic may need another timeout. New Bremen streaking to a 12-7 lead in the second set. Bornhorst is serving very well for New Bremen. Serve received, Newark Catholic. Three hits by the New Bremen Cardinals. Great play by Tangeman. She went off the floor to save it. Newark Catholic, three hits. Here's New Bremen. Kill attempt near side. Ooh. Tangeman, is it in or out? In or out? What's been called?
Oh, it was in.
It's good. It's good.
They're arguing about the previous play where she said the ball went on the outside of the antenna. But they didn't get the call.
13-7, New Bremen. Newark Catholic fans not pleased. Kaylee Hughes, head coach for the Green Wave, not happy as well. 6-point lead, New Bremen. Here's a set near side for Newark Catholic. Kill attempt tried by Harley Antwit. New Bremen goes off the floor to get it back. Oh, what a play by Tangeman.
Wow.
Look at this rally. Save after save after save.
terrific action. Here's Tangeman cross-court. Tangeman. Woo! What a point! Tangeman for New Bremen. She's having a terrific match. 14-7 Cardinals. Timeout, Newark Catholic. New Bremen up 1-0 on scores.broadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, Chuck, to say that Newark Catholic is in some hot water is an understatement. New Bremen up 1-0. New Bremen's rallied from a 6-5 deficit to lead 14-7 here in set number two. And here is Langenbrenner on the back line for Newark Catholic. She hits a line drive shot in the middle of the netting.
Well, you're not going to win if your third pass and you're still hitting it from the top of the key on the basketball court.
Right. Exactly. Newark Catholic, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last of which is tried by Harley Ant with the 6-footer. And she tried to nail the back corner, but she's off the mark. And New Bremen's lead swells 16-7.
Bornhorst on quite a roll as a server.
Oh, she sure is. There's another sinker ball. Newark Catholic gets it back. Langenbrenner at the net. Got it for Newark Catholic. Langenbrenner and Petticord with a timely play on the front line for the Green Wave to stop the bleeding. Scoreboard reads 16-8 in favor of New Bremen. Serve received Cardinals. 1, 2, 3 hits by Newark Catholic, the last of which is by Franks. Oh, here's a great shot by New Bremen.
Tangeman
again. Sparkling match for Ellie Tangeman of New Bremen.
Now she gets to go serve. Kind of like baseball. You make the play, and now you're up first at the start of the inning.
Yep, you're rewarded. 17-8. New Bremen up 9. New Bremen leads 1-0. Serve received by Emma Franks to Brooklyn Smith for Newark Catholic, up and over. New Bremen 3 hits. Here's a set near side for Newark Catholic, and it's drilled home by Ava Gummer.
Well, I tell you what, New Bremen's defense here in this set has been outstanding.
17-9, the 6-footer Gummer wound up and produced the point. 8-point lead New Bremen, which leads 1-0. Langenbrenner on the serve. New Bremen's got to hustle to get it. They do make the recovery. 3 hits by Newark Catholic down the right side. Goes Gummer again. Got it. New Bremen 17, Newark Catholic 10. Second set, New Bremen up 1-0. Langenbrenner on the serve. Oh, it's a good one. You talk about topspin. Tangeman tried to go to the floor to dig it. No chance. That thing careened off her fists.
That's Petticord serving, number two.
Great serve by Bryn Petticord, not Langenbrenner. Oh, another one by Petticord. Same action on that ball. New Bremen can't retrieve. Timeout New Bremen. A rally by Newark Catholic. 17-12 Cardinals, who lead 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, Bryn Petticord and Nikki Langenbrenner trying to rally Newark Catholic.
They've cut into what was a 9-point deficit. It's now 5. The Green Wave trail 1-0. Here is the serve received by New Bremen. Back line, nice play. Smith of Newark Catholic. And then to the front line, the ball rolls across the top of the net. And we've got interference breaking the plane against Newark Catholic. That stops the streak. 18-12, New Bremen. Here's a serve by the Cardinals. Oops! Into the net board. 18-13, 5-point lead Cardinals. Up 1-0. Boy, Newark Catholic needs a big comeback here. Serving Kelly Keck for the Green Wave. Serve received by New Bremen. Last hit by Heitkamp. Here's a kill attempt down the left side by Newark Catholic. It's off the floor.
Cobble, she went for it that time. It's just a little deep.
19-13, New Bremen. Maddie Hobble, tall young lady. 5'10 and a half senior. Tried to corner one down the left side. Missed it. New Bremen earns the point. Serve received Newark Catholic. And three hits by New Bremen, the last of which by Reinhardt is too tough to handle. 20-13. New Bremen up 7. Leading 1-0. Serving Claire Pape, New Bremen. She strides forward. Gotten back by Petticord. Here's a near side hit by Newark Catholic, and it's a lift. Error on Franks, 21-13, New Bremen. New Bremen has stretched the advantage out to 8. Serving again, it's Pape. 3 hits Newark Catholic, not in good shooting position for Emma Franks. She was a good 10 feet away from the net, Chuck, after the second pass and simply could not get it over. Point Cardinals, timeout Newark Catholic. 1-0, New Bremen up 9 late in the second set on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. New Bremen needs 3 points to notch a second set victory and go up 2-0 over Newark Catholic, which has simply made too many errors and has been overpowered by New Bremen here today so far. Here's the serve by New Bremen's Claire Pape. Newark Catholic gets it back. Oh, what a block by Heitkamp at the net for New Bremen. Recovery by Newark Catholic, but they spray the shot off the floor.
Just really not playing with any confidence.
23-13. 10-point bulge. New Bremen, 2 points from set two. Claire Pape on a roll, serving. 3 hits Newark Catholic. The last is a set near side for Newark Catholic's Emma Franks. She gets it up and over, and then the shot by New Bremen glances off the antenna. No, it's a 9-point edge, 23-14, New Bremen. Up 1-0. 3 hits Cardinals, the last of which near side is tried by Olivia Heitkamp. It's a little strong. No good. 23-15, 2 straight points for the Green Wave.
Yeah, Olivia got a little bit of a freshman jitters today, I think.
Great serve off the top of the net. Good recovery by friend of New Bremen. Over with the left hand. Athletic play. Kaylee Friend. That might be the shot of the match so far.
There was no way that should have been a New Bremen point.
Nope.
Friend just made a heck of a play.
She just flicked it. The ball was all the way past her. What a play by Friend. 9-point lead. Set point. Newark Catholic at the net. Shots good by Brooklyn Smith. 24-16.
New Bremen still just a point away from the second set. Serving is Brooklyn Smith, the Newark Catholic. Bennett Gill up front by New Bremen. Wow. Friend again. Friend again. She hasn't been Newark Catholic's friend. That's for sure. New Bremen takes set number two, 25-16, after winning the first 25-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
And this is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 2-0 New Bremen. 2-set advantage over Newark Catholic here in this D4 volleyball state semifinal. The winner comes back at 4 tomorrow to take on the Tiffin Calvert Dalton winner. Webcast time for us about 3:30 should New Bremen continue its fine play here today and come out victorious. We're pleased to promote Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing & Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. Over 200 years of experience among the current employees at Hoing & Hoing, one of the premier home builders in the area. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. Well, we're underway here in set number three. The Green Wave earn a point to start this set. That is only the second lead of this entire match for the Newark Catholic Green Wave. And right away, coming back strong, is Tangeman for New Bremen. She generates the point to make it 1-1, a tie. I think it's 6-5 in the second set. Newark Catholic had a very brief one-point edge. It's been the Green Wave's only advantage in this match so far. 1-1 here, opening the third set. Here's a cross-court hit by Reinhardt. Gotten back on the play by New Bremen. Kill attempt by Franks. 1-2-3 hits by Friend. It's off the side of the floor. No good. Kaylee showing that she is human. I tell you what, Chuck, there have been numerous heroes so far in this match for New Bremen.
Yeah, Mike Clancy's choice is going to be a tough one.
Yes. The versatility and balance displayed by the Cardinals so far here today, amazing. It is a 2-2 tie. Third set, New Bremen up 2-0. Here's the serve by Claire Pape of New Bremen. 1-2-3 hits by Newark Catholic. Kill attempt by Franks. Gotten back by New Bremen, but then a block at the net. A block at the net.
Langebrenner again. She's been really good.
Well done, Manicki of Newark Catholic. 3-2 lead in favor of the Green Wave. Running forward for Newark Catholic is Franks on the serve. New Bremen sends it to the front line, and the spike is good. Woo, what a shot by Friend once more. We're tied at 3. New Bremen up 2-0. Oh, my. Great serve, New Bremen. Back line, Newark Catholic. A poor pass to the front. Point, Cardinals again. Good serve by New Bremen. Newark Catholic dives to the floor and then gets a kill attempt down the left side. Yes. It's in there by Harley Antrett, the six-footer. She's performed well up front for Newark Catholic. We are tied at 4. Third set. New Bremen leads it 2-0. Oh, what a spike by Friend. My goodness. A lot of oomph on that ball. Boy, the mustard came spinning off that volleyball.
I thought she was really good last week, but boy, she is just dominating today.
That Tangeman was outstanding, Chuck, early on, as was Retkerman. Friend is playing a dazzling game of volleyball right now for New Bremen. It's a well-rounded team effort. 5-4 lead Cardinals. This rally's a long one. And then the last touch by New Bremen is into the net court. We're tied up at 5. Serving for Newark Catholic is Langenbrenner. She walks it to the stripe. Knocks it to the back line. Here is a spike attempt left side of the floor by New Bremen. Yes, it's Retkerman, misplayed by Newark Catholic.
Yeah, they keep getting up under the net.
6-5, New Bremen has a one-point edge and leads 2-0 in this Division IV state semifinal in volleyball at Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, we are the masked announcers. The masked announcers. We're in the second row of the stands, close to the floor. Point Newark Catholic after the New Bremen serve, and we're tied up at 6. Here's a set near side for New Bremen. Ball killed on the play by Retkerman. Gotten back by Newark Catholic. 1-2-3 hits. A little tip shot up front by Antrich. New Bremen powers one to the back line. 3 hits by Newark. 1-2-3 hits by New Bremen. Kill attempt, cross court by Tangeman. Gotten back by Newark Catholic. A little dunker, good. Ava Gummer, nice one. 7-6, Newark Catholic. 2 points in a row, Green Wave. Serving Brooklyn Smith for Newark. Here's the ball played up front by New Bremen. Blocked back by Newark Catholic. Well done.
Emma Franks.
8-6. Newark Catholic leads.
Another good serve by Brooklyn Smith. New Bremen digs it off the floor. Here's a set from 10 feet away by Reinhardt. Blocked back by Newark Catholic. Three hits by the Cardinals. Three more by Newark. Far side of the floor. Yes. Yes. What a shot. Well done. Give the point to Cobble. Timeout New Bremen, which is down three, but up two sets to none here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
A good serving by Smith of Newark Catholic, and fine play at the net by Newark here in the last couple of minutes have led the Green Wave to a 9-6 cushion over New Bremen. We are early in set three, two sets to none lead for New Bremen. Three hits on the New Bremen side, last of which by Reinhardt is a little heavy. She struck that one hard, but it was long. No good. 10-6, Green Wave. Newark Catholics reeled off 5 points in succession. Here's a kill attempt by New Bremen at the net. It's a good one. Blocked back by Newark, but it's off the court wide.
Yep.
10-7. Newark. New Bremen walks into the serve. It's tried by Tangeman. Here's a third hit by Newark Catholic. A lot of distance, too much. That was strong. Missed the back line by a good foot and a half. 10-8. New Bremen down two. Up two sets to none. Good serve to the back line of Newark Catholic. They've got to go for it. Can't take the chance. Here's a set up front. Shots in. Nicely done by Newark Catholic. Point went to Antrett to make it 11-8. Serving cut a cord for Newark Catholic. One, two, three hits by New Bremen, which can't get it over. 12-8.
Petticourt, it's a good thing she got on the bus today because, boy, could she play the front line, and she's a heck of a server.
Yep, Bryn has sparkled for the Green Wave. Here is a serve received by New Bremen. A back set on the play for the Cardinals. Retkerman gotten back, though, by Newark Catholic. Here's a set, middle of the floor, punched up and over by Langenbrenner. Here's a kill by New Bremen down the left side to Josie Reinhardt, and it's ruled good.
Touch. They call it a touch.
It may have wound up a hair wide, but it touched the finger of Langenbrenner of Newark Catholic. 12-9, New Bremen by three. Here's a service error by the Cardinals.
That's the third time that Heitkamp has hit her serve into the net. That's not like her.
Well, she likes to hit them low and sink them just over the top, make them difficult to dig. Here's Kelly Friend at the net for New Bremen. Blocked back on the play by Newark Catholic. And then New Bremen can't get it over on the third hit.
They have lost concentration, and they did the same thing last week after going up 2-0 on Rushi.
14-9 in favor of Newark Catholic. A great serve. Well done by Gummer. She spanked that one to the side of the floor. New Bremen could not dig it. And Newark Catholic owns a 6-point lead, 15-9 in the second. New Bremen up, or I should say in the third. New Bremen up two sets to none on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. Dickman, by the way, in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. A full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Well, after the timeout by head coach Diana Kramer of New Bremen, a point is registered by the Cardinals, who are down 5, 15-10. Newer Catholic serve receive. Here's a set near side. Ball is clubbed by Franks. Gotten back by no. New Bremen goes off the floor. Olivia Heitkamp can't make the recovery. New Bremen leads it by 6 again, 16-10. Good serve on the play by Franks. New Bremen passes to the front line, and a misplay again by the Cardinals, who are struggling. You're right, Chuck. New Bremen's lost focus.
Totally. They've lost focus. Absolutely.
17-10. Newer Catholic by 7 in set 3. Here's New Bremen. Kill attempt near side. Got it. Woo! Well done.
Schmidtmeyer.
That's a big point. That is a big point. Maya Schmidtmeyer, 5'11 sophomore, stops the hurting. But then Fort Loramie, with a missed shot on the serve, gives it right back. 18-11, Newark Catholic. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Vandalia Butler. We are the announcers in masks. Hopefully we are coming through pretty loud and clear. We've got a great vantage point. Blocked back by Newark Catholic. Boy, they picked it up at the net, Chuck.
Yeah, they have good blocks, and I'll tell you, they're hitting more freely now.
19-11, New Bremen leads, or I should say, Newark Catholic leads by 8. Make it 9. Great serve. Well done, Harley Antrett. New Bremen lunged, couldn't dig it. 9-point bulge. Newark Catholic down 2-0. Here's New Bremen, 3 hits near side. The last by Tangeman is deflected by Newark Catholic. Langenbrenner could not recover. 20-12, 8-point lead Newark. Set to serve New Bremen. Biggest lead for Newark's been 9. Now it's 7. Oh, what a serve. Woo.
That is Amelia Dammeyer.
What a serve by the New Bremen Cardinals. 2 straight points for New Bremen, 20-13. Newark Catholic 3 hits. 1-2-3 hits by New Bremen, the last of which, middle of the floor, is a good one. I think it was Schmidtmeyer again, number 11, Chuck. The sophomore stepped in. Produced a couple points here for the Cardinals, who are down 20-14. Trying to rally in the third set, leading 2-0 is New Bremen. Here's a cross-court shot by Franks of New Bremen. Or I should say of Newark Catholic. Gotten back on the play by Heitkamp of New Bremen. And then Newark Catholic pounds it wide.
Petticord tried to go down the line. It was a little bit wide.
And here comes New Bremen in the third set. 20-15 now. Here's the serve by New Bremen. Serve received by Smith of Newark Catholic. Here's a set near side of the floor for Newark Catholic's Harley Antrett, but it's gotten back by New Bremen. Good shot on the play by Reinhart, and then a retaliation by Newark Catholic. It hits the fingertips of a New Bremen player and sails off the floor. 21-15. Newark Catholic down 2 sets to none. Running, jumping, serving. Langenbrenner of Newark Catholic gotten back by New Bremen. The last hit is a beauty down the right side, but Claire Pape. Good shot. Then an errant return by Newark Catholic, 21-16. Newark. New Bremen up 2 sets to none. Trying to make a comeback and finish off this D4 state semifinal right here and now. Cross-court shot tried by Newark Catholic. It is no good. It's well off the court. Missed on the play by Franks. 4-point lead, Newark Catholic. Service error by New Bremen. That breaks the run. 22-17. 5-point advantage, Newark Catholic. Here's the serve by Smith. Middle of the floor, dig by New Bremen. Little tip shot up and over by Pape. Three hits, the last of which by Langenbrenner of Newark Catholic. Then a kill up front. Got it. What a play.
Redkerman again. Boy, that was a shot and a very, very nice set.
Ellie, the 5'10 senior. You're right, Chuck. It was room service setting.
Yeah, Pape to Redkerman.
Give a lot of credit to Claire. Boy, she set Ellie up 22-18. 4-point lead, Newark Catholic. Here's a block. Here's a block. Well done. Front line, Redkerman again.
Same two girls right there with a picket fence in front of them.
22-19. Newark Catholic's lead is shaved to 3. We're in the third set. New Bremen up 2 sets to none. Here's a set, middle of the floor for Newark Catholic. Ball drilled by Gummer. Gotten back, though, by New Bremen, going cross-court. Here's a spike down the left side. It's in for Newark Catholic Petticord. Bryn Petticord dials up the point to make it 23-19. Newark Catholic 2 points away from earning a third-set victory. It's 2 sets to none, New Bremen. Here's a spike by New Bremen, by Pape. Gotten back by Newark Catholic. No, they do get it over. The little tip block at the net by New Bremen.
Redkerman again.
23-20. Newark Catholic by 3. New Bremen serving. 1, 2, 3 hits. Oh, a great block of Petticord. A great block of Petticord. Point, New Bremen. Chuck, did you see who picked up that block?
No.
We're obscured.
I am blocked by the official.
Yep, the one referee. Here's a good block by Newark Catholic. Point registered by the Green Wave. 24-21. The team's trade, stellar blocks at the net. Here is set point for Newark. Up 3, 24-21. And the serve is way, way, way long. No good. Ava Gummer.
She went for it. Yeah, she wasn't going to put it in the net.
Nope. That shot had propellers on it. It carried way off the floor. 2-point lead, Newark Catholic. Here's New Bremen trying to generate 3 points in a row and draw even. Kill attempt, Newark Catholic. Gotten back nicely by Friend of New Bremen. Another spike attempt by Newark Catholic. New Bremen goes off the floor to get it. It is, oh, the Cardinals are able to get it. No, they can't. No, they can't.
They called him up. They said she was under the net.
Yep, under the net against New Bremen. Point, Newark Catholic. Little confusion there. Players and officials looked at each other. Jack and Chuck looked at each other. Point, Newark Catholic. Third set to Newark Catholic. 2 sets to 1, New Bremen. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com. A new underwriting sponsor, SecureCom in Minster, established in 1998. SecureCom, SecureCom, provides quality life safety, facility protection, and communication system solutions throughout Ohio and the Midwest. SecureCom on the web at SecureCom.com, SecureCom.com. SecureCom in Minster, the pros in protection. Two sets to one lead for New Bremen after Newark Catholic grabbed the third set. Newark Catholic leads a point to none. Now it's a point apiece as we start the fourth set. 1 point each way. We've got Heitkamp serving for New Bremen. And it's into the net court. No good. That Newark Catholic exploded to a lead in that third set. It was as big as, let's see, 15-9 at one point, 19-11. I think 8 points was the widest. New Bremen clawed back within three at the finish.
They got it back to within two a couple of times.
Yep. You're right, Chuck. 23-21, I think.
Yep.
But it is a two sets to one lead for New Bremen still after Newark Catholic did take that third set. We're 2-2 here in set four. Here's a sloppy return of a New Bremen serve by Newark Catholic. It's wide of the antenna. No good.
We got Claire Pape back there serving now for the Cardinal.
And Claire has got a difficult to handle serve. New Bremen front line. Little flip shot by New Bremen. Newark Catholic gets it back. And then New Bremen slugs it to the back line of Newark Catholic, which goes way off the floor, but can't bring it back.
A great effort, but you're not going to hit it over your head that far back.
Nope. Pape serving again for New Bremen. 1-2-3 hits by Newark Catholic. We got a left. That was rather obvious.
When I see it, it's bad.
Yep. And when I see it, it's real, real, real bad. I think your eyes are better than mine. 3-point lead, New Bremen, here in the fourth set. Good start for the Cardinals, up 5-2. Here's Newark Catholic. Wow, that shot's 5 feet off the floor. Keck missed it. 4-point lead, New Bremen. The momentum and ebb and flow change in volleyball is something. Third set was all Newark Catholic as New Bremen relaxed, and Newark Catholic played their best points of the morning. And now New Bremen is up 6-2, opening 8 points of the fourth set. And here's Newark Catholic with 1-2-3 hits. Nice tip shot at the net by Reinhardt of New Bremen. And the Newark Catholic powers one right into the middle of the netting.
Yeah, neither team got any kind of a rhythm going that time. The ball was just kept rolling up and down over the net.
7-2, New Bremen. Claire Pape on the serve. She strides into it. Newark Catholic sends it to the front line. Little tip shot up and over by Langenbrenner. Kill attempt, Reinhardt of New Bremen.
Wow.
Got it. Oh, what a spike by Josie. 8-2, New Bremen. Good spark for the Cardinals at the outset of the fourth set. Serving provided here by Pape of New Bremen. Boy, she's been solid. There's another one. A sinker just gets over the net. Newark Catholic hustles to get it back. Blocked by Friend at the net for New Bremen. 1-2-3 hits by Newark Catholic. Here's a set.
Boom.
Pape for Friend. Got it. Timeout. Newark Catholic. New Bremen with a lot of bounce in the Cardinal step here at the beginning of set 4. 9-2. New Bremen up 2-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Momentum New Bremen. We are in set 4. New Bremen up 2-1. Here's Newark Catholic, a back set. Near side of the floor for Emma French. Oh, what a block. Reinhardt.
Yeah,
Reinhardt.
Boy. She got up there, both hands on it.
Josie Reinhardt, who ouched her meniscus midweek during practice, has got it wrapped. It's not a bulky brace by any means. She is playing very well, having shaken off that midweek injury. Here's an error by Newark Catholic. 9-point lead, New Bremen. Claire Pape with splendid serving for the Cardinals. She line drives it to the back line of Newark Catholic, and the ball is almost caught.
Yeah,
almost. Wow.
She was stuck in no man's land. She thought it was going to be long, and at the last second, she stuck a hand down.
And it might have been a foot long.
It might have been.
But mistake there by Newark Catholic cost them.
Yeah, she came out quickly.
12-2. New Bremen. Here's a dive and a save on the serve receive. Kill attempt by Newark Catholic down the right side. It's good.
Petticord again. I think we've said her name once or twice.
Bryn Petticord. 5'8" performer. Outstanding player. She's a senior. She has sparkled here today. Kelly Friend. Or I should say Kaylee Friend.
Yeah.
What a shot by Kaylee. That was a spike. Man, it was going straight down from her fist when it left her hand.
Yeah, but she's amazing up there.
It kissed the top of the net, and Newark Catholic had no chance. Down 13-3. Serve received, Newark Catholic. No good. It's strong. Heavy shot in the serve receive. Momentum all New Bremen. Up 2-1. 14-3 in the fourth set. Here's a set near side for Newark Catholic. It's tried by Brooklyn Smith. She's in the net. Can't get it over. New Bremen putting away Newark Catholic decisively here in the fourth set. Here's a serve by Reinhardt of New Bremen. 1-2-3 hits by Newark Catholic. Last of which is tried by Petticord up and over. Kill attempt near side. The tangent of New Bremen falls short. 15-4, New Bremen by 11. Up 2-1. Newark Catholic glides forward and serves. Nice save by Heitkamp. One, two, three hits by Newark Catholic, last of which is by Langenbrenner. Three hits by New Bremen, last of which is by Pape. And then Newark Catholic tries a point at the net. It's blocked by Newark Catholic.
Yep.
Falls to the floor on the green wave side.
Very poor set. Set her so close to the net she had no chance to put it over.
The passing for Newark Catholic has not been sharp much of the morning. The green wave played splendidly in that third set, however. 16-4 New Bremen. Here's a shot up front. Manure Catholic's entrant. No good. Far too much power on that one. 17-4 New Bremen. Cardinals well on their way to a state semifinal win, leading 2-1, up 13 here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
LaCal Equipment, a Scores founding partner, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors, along with Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, U.S. Bank, 29 locations, Western Ohio District, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, about whom we've spoken a few times, and the Sydney Daily News, your best sports page coverage around. Here is Newark Catholic coming back after the timeout with a cross-court shot. It's no good. I think Emma Franks thought she had it, but it was about 6 inches wide of the line. Newark Catholic was jumping up and down. Point New Bremen, then a missed serve by New Bremen. A little too much length on it. 18-5. New Bremen in the lead. Fourth set. New Bremen up. 2-1. Gliding forward is Langenbrenner for Newark Catholic to serve. Kill attempt at the net by Olivia Eitkamp of New Bremen. Gotten back on the play by Newark Catholic. But a block. A block for the Cardinals.
Retkerman.
Ellie Retkerman nails it. 19-5, New Bremen. Serving, New Bremen. Serve receive, set, middle of the floor. Pounded by Petticord. Gotten back by New Bremen. Last hit for the Cardinals is a good one. It's a spinner. Claire Pape off the hand of a Newark Catholic frontliner. 20-5, New Bremen. Up 2-1. Cardinals 5 points away from a state semifinal victory, but that serve sails long. 20-6. New Bremen leads it. Fourth set. 2-1 advantage. Brooklyn Smith on the serve for Newark Catholic. Kill attempt up front by Pape of New Bremen. Gotten back by Newark Catholic's Franks. Here's a spike attempt near side by New Bremen. Block attempt by Newark Catholic is no good. Was that Tangeman on the point, Chuck?
Tangeman on the point. And Gummer went up, and she was a little too far away from the net. So when she got the block, it dropped on her side.
Exactly. Here's a serve by New Bremen, and it's a beauty. It's a beauty. Wow. What a shot on the play by Ellie Tangeman. She landed that service right on the line. Newark Catholic didn't go for it. 22-6 in favor of New Bremen. Brooklyn Smith well off the floor for Newark Catholic to get it back. Three hits by New Bremen, the last of which falls short. 22-7, New Bremen, fourth set. New Bremen up 2-1. Here's Newark Catholic serving as Petticord down the left side. It's an ace by Petticord. 22-8. New Bremen up 14, leading 2-1. 3 points away from a state semifinal triumph. Racing hard, Newark Catholic hustles down the point. But let's see, we've got a net violation. Newark Catholic breaks the plane. They were on the run, couldn't catch up. 23-8, New Bremen. Good serve by New Bremen. Little drop shot at the net is in by Newark Catholic's Ava Gummer. 23-9. The lead for New Bremen, 14, 2 points away from taking the state semifinal. Here's the serve by Gummer. Oh, much too distant. It's long. She was heavy-handed there. 24-9, New Bremen. Set point, match point. New Bremen up 2-1. Here's the serve by New Bremen's Claire Pape. 1-2-3 hits by Newark Catholic, the last of which is by Petticord. New Bremen gets it up and over. The Newark Catholic, a touch shot at the net. It's good. Nice point on the play by Langenbrenner to make it 24-10. Still set point, New Bremen. Three hits, Cardinals. Far side of the floor. Josie Reinhardt angles it. No, missed it. 24-11, still set point. Match point, New Bremen. Langenbrenner again serving. There's a ball flicked up and over by Pape of New Bremen. Gotten back on the play by Franks of Newark Catholic, and New Bremen cannot make the recovery.
Sometimes that last point's hard to get.
24-12. New Bremen in the lead. Again, I repeat, set point, match point. Friend goes off the court for New Bremen into press row. Can't dig it off the floor. Right now, Newark Catholic's got New Bremen on the run, but the Cardinals have got 11 points to play with, up 24-13. Kill attempt, New Bremen. Kill attempt, New Bremen. It's good. Josie Reinhardt. Josie Reinhardt finishes off the match. A heavy-handed spike by Josie. Josie Reinhardt, who ousted her meniscus midweek, played very well today, Chuck,
yep,
and earns the last point of the match to win the fourth set, 25-13 for New Bremen. Newark Catholic took the third set, 25-22. The Cardinals won the first two, 18-16. We'll return to close out our coverage of this D4 volleyball state semifinal in a moment. New Bremen victorious in four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, we welcome you back to Vandalia Butler, the Student Activity Center, the venue for this state volleyball tournament in 2020, sponsored by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And New Bremen has just grabbed the first D4 state semifinal of the day, whipping Newark Catholic. The three sets New Bremen won, the Cardinals won easily, sets 1, 2, and 4. New Bremen copped the third set by a final of 25-22. Early match jitters, Chuck, for Newark Catholic. And then, as always, New Bremen got balance. Just versatile play all over the floor. Another terrific team effort by head coach Diana Kramer's squad.
Yeah, I mean, they made it really hard for me to pick the Clancy's players of the game. I'm going to end up with two of them. But yeah, they the third set, it kind of looked like they just went into coast mode, but they came out in that fourth, and boy, they were just on fire.
Four young ladies for New Bremen had seven kills or more. Four had seven kills or more. And how about Claire Pape? 32 assists. 32 passes by Claire led directly to points.
Yep.
If you total them up, Chuck.
32 out of 39.
Yeah, do the math. Wow, Claire Pape involved in so many points here today by New Bremen. And Josie Reinhardt had 10 kills. I tell you what, having hurt that meniscus midweek, she bounced right back, played through it, and might have been hobbling very slightly during the pregame, the warm-ups, but she got warm, and that leg did not seem to bother her.
Well, she'll keep it elevated. She'll keep ice on it tonight. She'll make sure it doesn't stiffen up on her tomorrow, because that's one of the things that I've had probably about 50 times had my meniscus where they had to go in and fix it, but she's going to be fine tomorrow.
New Bremen with the triumph advances to 25-3. Newark Catholic loses for the second straight year in the state semifinal. The Green Wave conclude at 20-6 last year. Newark Catholic was bounced by Fort Loramie in the state semifinal, 3-1. Much closer a year ago. And New Bremen wins easily 3-1 over Newark Catholic here today. You've had, Chuck, a moment to ponder. Wow. Tough
well,
ball.
There's a lot of young ladies that deserve it. I will give one to Bryn Petticord for Newark Catholic. I know she's probably not going to drive to Sydney and get her Clancy's, but boy, she was terrific. She was definitely the real deal for Newark today.
And she was on the attack. 34 attacks at the net.
Yep.
Good enough for 12 spikes.
Yep. She was the difference in that third set.
Yep.
And just made it closer than it probably would have been. On the New Bremen side, I'm going to go with Claire Pape, and I'm going to go with Kaylee Friend. Those are the two Clancy's players of the game. Three or four other young ladies. I wouldn't have done a disservice if I would have chosen them.
New Bremen, by the way, Chuck, had 12 aces in this match today. That's a good number. But, again, the well-roundedness, it's really incredible. It's such a balanced, versatile attack. And again, it's Friend and, did you say,
and
Pape?
Pape, yep.
Yep. Good choices. Kaylee Friend and Claire Pape are Clancy's Award winners here today for New Bremen. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals. Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, the New Bremen Cardinals at 4 o'clock tomorrow will bid for their third state championship in the last 4 years in D4 volleyball. New Bremen awaits the winner of the Tiffin-Calvert-Dalton match, which is played at 1 o'clock here today. New Bremen defeating Newark Catholic fairly easily in this state semifinal, 25-18 and 16 before losing 25-22 and then downing Newark Catholic 25-13 in that fourth and final set after having amassed a couple of 15-point leads beyond the midway point of that fourth and final set. Again, team effort. There's no I in that word team, and that's displayed match after match after match by head coach Diana Kramer's New Bremen Cardinals. Chuck enjoyed it. A lot of fun. New Bremen was sharp. Josie Reinhart overcame that midweek ouchy knee, and the teammates around her were splendid as always. In fact, this was maybe an even more balanced effort from New Bremen than the Cardinals usually get. It's extremely well-rounded match after match after match, but we were talking about the likes of Tangeman early on, as well as Bornhorst and Heitkamp and Rutgerman. And before you knew it, we had said the names of every player three, four, five times.
Right, yeah, they're very balanced, no doubt about it.
So, we'll return tomorrow at about 3:30 webcast time here on scoresbroadcast.com for the state championship New Bremen against Tiffin Calvert or Dalton. 3:30 webcast time, 4 p.m. start. Tiffin Calvert, the favorite in the other D4 state semifinal, unbeaten on the year, is Tiffin Calvert. 3-1 win, New Bremen over Newark Catholic. Jack with Chuck. Join us tomorrow at 3:30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.